Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great one out there, everybody. I know, where have we been, huh? We're usually here an hour
That's right.
A little different now. Things are a little different now. We're, of course, working with that. We just had woke up over on our sister station, WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
All those of you that joined us, and I do know from a handful of listeners that they are planning on following us.
Awesome.
Right. There to hear and everything.
Nice.
So,
thank you.
We encourage
get a little
you
country
that.
Music in your life.
Yeah. We encourage you guys to do that. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting first show. Over
yeah, of
there.
Course.
It was,
always.
It was pretty interesting. That was a lot of fun. We look forward to doing this, going forward and everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. And we are going to do this with you out there.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, this is your stuff as much as it is ours here in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have feedback, we want to hear it. And we're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
A little bit different show now. We have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in our next segment.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be getting to that in a little bit. And we're looking forward to being joined by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment now.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to be joined by them. So all of that being said, we didn't really get to do what we like to do, kind of find out how everybody's doing. Melissa, how was your weekend?
Not what I planned, but it was fine. we were going to go see Taylor Tomlinson in Milwaukee, and we didn't end up doing that. Instead, on Sunday, we took on a big project in the yard. Brought in a couple loads of dirt and spread that out around a tree, and then went to Wausau and bought sod. I don't know about you guys, but I have never bought sod before.
Oh,
that was an experience.
Yeah.
Nothing like buying sod.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
But you know what? We have a whole new patch of yard in the yard now.
Yeah. Very cool.
That previously was tree roots.
I know I could pick on you for working when you were supposed to have an off weekend and everything, but I admire it. Nice way to adjust. Nice.
You know,
done.
It
don't
wasn't my choice.
Her, man. Don't enable her.
Yeah,
I was along for the ride. So
there you go. Let's go ahead and check in with our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Thank you so much for joining, Paul. I know that we got to keep you a little bit lighter now. So what has Mother Nature got in store for us?
You know, things are still looking on the quiet side for most part this week, and still dealing with some of that kind of smoky haze in the atmosphere as well from the Canadian wildfires mm-hmm. that moved in later in the weekend. So still that, and passing shower storm still a possibility in a few areas, but otherwise into a kind of mix of clouds and some hazy sun today. Highs at about 80. 59 tonight, the passing shower storm chance, and then 77 on Tuesday, partly sunny, with just an isolated shower chance, but otherwise looking pretty quiet here the rest of the week. 52 Tuesday night, upper 70s Wednesday, some sun. 48 Wednesday night, right around 80 on Thursday, and then still looking at a passing shower storm chance returning for Friday and Saturday, highs at about 83 Friday, and then about 80 on Saturday with a passing shower storm chance. Still partly sunny into Sunday with some upper 70s, so all in all, those temperatures staying more comfortable this week compared to how much of last week worked out for us here.
Yeah. It's going to be some pretty comfortable temperatures out there.
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend, Paul?
Yeah. I did, yeah. You know, it's been more hot and humid than I like, so it's been, you know, tough not to be able to, you know, get outside as much and as I like to without having to change t-shirts.
Well, you should do something about that, Paul. Don't you have like the line to call or something?
You got a connection. You got you.
Yeah. There's not picking up.
Bummer, man.
Dang it.
Mother Nature just ghosting you.
Not
Paul.
Taking your calls.
Appreciate you, Paul.
Disrespecting. Yeah.
We'll talk more tomorrow.
The best.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yep, you guys do. Yep.
Best in the business right there,
oh,
Fred
man.
Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center. So this is going to be fun, getting to start off the day with Paul. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I like that. That's going to be fun. So we a little bit of a change in our 9 o'clock hour. Of course, on Mondays, we kick things off with the kitchens open. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be really a lot of fun. And we usually, if we don't have the kitchens open, we have Pet of the Week and these kind of things. all of your favorite, like, kind of segments of our show are all in the same time slots.
Mm-hmm.
So just for listeners out there to know, hey, I want to catch Misty's, or hey, I want to be able to catch a Pet of the Week, or Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, or any of these things. Everything in the similar time, same time slot that you've always come to know and love.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind, everybody. So we will have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit.
All right.
But I was asking how everybody's weekend was. Melissa, nicely done over the weekend. Seth, how was yours?
Oh, I don't know. It was a decent weekend. Yesterday, you know, I celebrated an anniversary.
Yes.
And, congratulations.
And we celebrated by, I dragged her to a baseball game. No. No, it was actually her idea.
Yeah, you had to really twist her arm.
We went to the Raptors game last night.
Okay.
Yeah, it was her idea.
That's cool.
So we got some, you know, we went to the Rapids, the rafter thingy, the little, you know, where they have the rafts that bring your drinks and stuff to you. We did that.
Cool.
So we went, you know, just because we'd never done it before. I was like, hey, let's do it. It's going to be fun. My streak continues. The Rafters still don't win when I'm there.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Man, Seth.
But I got to say, you know, I might have gotten a little crazy there. You know, I had 3 root beers. So,
whoa.
I'm telling you, man.
Whoa.
It was
easy,
rough.
Easy, man.
You know what? I bet you, though, if you'd had 4, they would have won.
Yeah. Yes. But then I'd have to drink 4 root beers every time I go. I don't know if I can handle that, you know?
Yep. Just don't drink anything all day, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Floating home on root beers,
If you didn't get to catch it, the Rafters did fall to the Madison Mallards 8-5. They were out hit once again 12-8. Mm-hmm. Did make a good ferocious comeback in that one for a little bit there and everything. So,
but they got another chance tonight.
Yep,
they
back do. On the diamond tonight, everybody. Back on the diamond tonight, your Rafters hosting the Madison Mallards tonight at 5:50. Be sure to join us for our pregame right here. If you can't make it to Winterfield, of course, encourage you to get on over there and check out this. Not only check out Winterfield, but check out what Mondays are like. Mondays are a great day to catch in a ball game.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to Rafter baseball all season long. We're actually got Playmakers lined up today to let the audience know again. Playmakers going to be live 3-4 today. So we are back in your afternoons, everybody.
Yeah.
WFHR has not had a live presence in the afternoons in decades. Like, it's been a very, very long time. So we're really excited about that. We're going to be taking your phone calls with your sports thoughts, feelings, and all of that. We are probably going to keep having Meet Your Rafters. But if you notice, the Rafters play like 2 hours after, like later in that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's probably going to be pre-recorded. We'll probably be pre-recording our segments with the Rafters. And when Coach Peckman joins us, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Peckman, when he joins us, I was talking to him last week, and they usually have practice around 3 and stuff. So we'll probably pre-record that as well.
Yeah.
And it's also good to keep in mind that Morning Magazine has turned into Midday Magazine. That'll be featured from 3-4 in our afternoons as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we understand that a lot of this is going to be, you take some adjustments.
Yep.
You know, it's taken us adjustments here and our staff and everything. We appreciate you guys working with us on this because it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thought I had a good one to kind of kick off our show. I got a 3-step strategy for getting rich.
Oh.
All right, everyone, get ready to get rich, man. Let's go.
I got my pen. I'm going to write this down.
But I'm a little worried here. Like, if we tell, we got a big audience, okay?
Yeah.
So we tell this to our audience, and everybody does this. Does this mean everybody's going to be rich now?
That's a good question.
I hope I'm not.
Well, I mean, there's only technically 3 people who are, you know, as rich as 165 million of us. So I think it's fair.
Well,
I think
done.
Our listenership well deserves done. To be rich.
Nice. Nicely done, Melissa. Nicely done. So a YouTuber named Jaspit Singh hands out financial advice on social media, and he's going viral for his very simple 3-step strategy for getting rich.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and go into this. Right. Number 1, have rich parents. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
That's a good one, yeah.
I mean, it is helpful.
The easiest one, right.
Seems like it.
Maybe, if they like you.
Yeah. All right, the true step 1. Spend less than you make. All right, so we're all done. All right, that's easy. All right, that was simple.
Wow.
Easier said than done, especially with half of Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But buying stuff you don't need is the number 1 thing that prevents people from accumulating wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could buy stuff you don't need.
So, well, technically, there is a little bit of truth in there.
That's true. It's true.
You know, yeah, again, easier said than done.
Right.
So basically, this is just a comedic segment.
This
is just for comedy.
Nothing but jokes, yeah.
Yeah. Step two, work to earn more money.
Who put this together? This is some real big brain stuff going on here.
Sorry. Somebody's writing this down, right? Because I don't want to forget these things. Okay. So
I picked up my pen, but I don't think I need it.
In other words, don't get comfortable. You can only cut your budget so much. Eventually, you'll also need to earn more. So that means asking for a raise, finding a better job, or adding a side hustle. Oh God!
Just get another job. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm close to like cry laughing. I'm getting all right. So I haven't even gotten to three. Okay, what's three? Invest what you don't spend.
Okay.
Most people don't get rich by just saving every penny they earn. They also make their money work for them. That might mean putting more into your 401k or invest in stocks, rental properties, a new business, or even your own education. The key is to just start the three-step process now and stick with it long term. Yeah.
I'm ready. Let's go. All right. Let's go get rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So I certainly agree with the 401k. I don't think it's ever a horrible idea to invest, especially in local businesses, in that. I think that one of the smarter things I've heard a lot of people doing financially, because we find a way, people when you don't make a lot, you find a way to make things work. I love seeing a lot of people like, okay, I don't really have an interest in a small business, but I got friends that do. I'll put some capital into that. I'm going to be your producer. I'm going to invest in this with you, and we will co-own this, or that kind of sort of thing. I'm hearing more and more of that. So I like the idea of investing, but I don't trust the stock market. So I like things that I can see and trust and feel. And I got a local business here in town. I'm going to invest in them. And that is basically stocks. You're just basically breaking it down and everything into a simplified version of the stock market.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but keeping it local.
And keeping it local, keeping it no middleman, no stockbroker that you got to go to or anything like that. And, you know, we see what happens. Like, there's things like that that I hear of people doing as much as investing in their education and trying to, okay, well, I'm good. I can make more money if I have a bachelor's in this or something like that.
Theoretically, obviously.
Yes, yeah. All of this is in theory.
Yes, indeed.
But there are some local businesses that do allow their employees to buy into the company. I think you can through Quick Trip, don't you?
Yes,
I believe that's correct.
And then there are also co-op grocery stores that people work at, like Woodman's, I know, in La Crosse is employee-owned. There are other places like that. So it is possible within your own community to do that and not have to just go through a broker in the scary stock market.
And all the fees and all the things they charge. Yeah.
And I bring all this up just to promote my business that I am trying to start, Jimmy's Donuts.
Yeah. Looking for investors, are you?
Yes, yes. I want a crazy donut shop. I want one of those donut shops where it looks like, you know, nowadays every bar's got their own Bloody Mary, and it's got like a pound cake on it and stuff. I want donuts like that. I want to make donut, just a line of donuts with an air conditioner on top of it or something.
So,
I don't know.
Maple frosted with a side of ham.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just I'm going to be honest. I don't have a lot of faith in the business. But if you would like to invest, please, you know, feel free to reach out to me. We will take a quick commercial break. Come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. And it's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. What we encourage you to do right now is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the gang over at Misty's. Encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, direct message message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar on Facebook, WFHR, like our page, and direct message us that way.
All right.
I had to count this out.
Wow.
We have 7 possible qualifiers today.
Whoa.
Hey.
7?
That is awesome.
Nice, yes.
That is very, very cool. We appreciate everybody sending us this great list. So, Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 7.
Oh, I got to go with 7.
Yeah,
that's lucky 7 on this one, right? Yeah.
Let's get right into the celebrating then. We get to wish right off the gate for happy birthday to Lurleen Getzoff.
Ooh, happy birthday, Lurleen.
Yep, happy birthday.
Beautiful name, Lurleen. That's Lurleen. A great name. Haven't heard that in a while. That's a good one. We wish you a great day. Happy birthday to Becky Krentz.
Happy birthday, Becky.
Happy birthday, Becky.
Enjoy your day, Becky. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to old high school friend of mine, Robin Echo.
Happy birthday, Robin.
Happy birthday.
Robin's awesome. Robin is also, she has served our country and everything, so we thank her for her service and being an amazing mom and just a great person.
And her last name is Echo.
Cool. Yeah.
I wish I had a cool last name.
Have a great one, Robin. We enjoy. Wish you a great day. We also want to wish a couple of great local musicians a great birthday.
Mm.
We have 2 great musicians that have joined us on the airwaves here a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. First up, very happy birthday to Mr. Jordan Bain.
Oh, happy birthday, Jordan.
Jordan, yeah. Lead singer of Save Point. Jordan has joined us on the morning show here on Director's Cut. Him and Save Point kicked off, they were the second opening act for FRM last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. A great band, great band. Yeah. Anytime you see Save Point is playing here, go there.
Yes. And see them. They're great.
Really, really good band, everybody. Check them out. And happy birthday, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And a very happy birthday to our good friend, Katie Minch.
Oh, Katie.
Happy birthday, Katie. Oh, she has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Katie's got some soul to her and some rhythm to her that is just really like, I love hearing her voice, but if you get a chance to see them sing, I like watching Katie sing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but there's not a ton of singers that I like watching actually sing. I like hearing them, but not that many that I like. I think Steven Tyler's fine, but I don't really like watching him sing. Like there's something.
Well, it's the mouth.
Yeah, there's something like painful that looks like he's like a guitar player, you know, that's it's making faces as they hit on notes. It feels like he does that a little bit. Like, I don't really need to see his face. It's like watching somebody eat. I don't really need to see that. Katie, though, I feel like you get even more from her when you watch her sing and stuff. She's so darn talented.
Yeah, it's fun to catch her and Ben. Heartstrings is the name of their band.
Yeah, I believe they are engaged, too.
They are engaged.
I think so.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So have a wonderful birthday, Katie.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, Katie. I also want to wish a happy, speaking of and couples and everything, a happy 52nd anniversary to Myron and Bonnie Sager.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah. 52, you guys. Nicely done.
52 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesomeness.
As Melissa always likes to mention, we're looking for tips. We are always encouraging of tips.
Yes, indeed.
Happy 52nd to Myron and Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers today, celebrating their 24th anniversary.
Aw.
Elliot and Jesse Wirt.
Oh,
Elliot congratulations. And Jesse, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Happy 24th, you two, and happy anniversary. And you're our qualifiers, Elliot and Jesse.
Nice.
Woohoo.
We take a look at our celebrity list real quick here. And let's see. Mike Fisher is 43. Carrie Underwood's hockey husband. He last played for the Nashville Predators before he retired in 2018.
Hockey husband. I like that.
Hockey husband. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Husband.
Pete Wentz is 44, Fall Out Boy bassist, they're not married anymore. I think he was married to Ashley Simpson there for a little bit.
Hmm. I think you're right.
I can't keep up with that stuff.
No.
I really can't.
Nor should you.
No, I don't think it's the very talented Nick Kroll is 45 today. Star of Netflix's Big Mouth, Nick Kroll he does a lot of guest work, a lot of cameos. He was he's got a good cameo on What We Do in the Shadows and some other things. Nick Kroll has got a great career, a really, really great career going. While at the same time, I bet you he could probably go to the grocery store and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think he could. Yeah.
But I really enjoy him. He's a very creative writer, very interesting guy. And him and a couple of others got their start at the same time and have all been doing pretty well and promoting each other very well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Mark Wahlberg is 52 today.
Really?
Highest paid actor in 2017.
Oh, how about that?
He earned $68 million that year.
Yikes.
Wow.
Marky Mark was the star of Daddy's Home and Transformers and all those movies and everything.
Marky Mark.
I don't know the last time anybody called him that. I wonder if you get in trouble for calling him
that. I think
that.
You do.
Yeah,
I don't think
you
he
call
likes
him Marky
being
Mark.
That brought up.
Oh, yep. I just got a message. We're being canceled, guys.
Yeah, okay. That, you know, had a good run.
He has a restaurant.
Sorry, Wahlberg.
He has a restaurant chain. There's one in Madison, Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
no idea until
Ooh.
Recently.
Yeah.
I was like, what
really?
The? Oh, okay.
Well, you know, just a backup plan in case the acting doesn't work out.
Yeah, right.
He had a great line years after he did the M. Night Shyamalan movie, and he played a school science teacher, mm-hmm. and he took a lot of heat for it because it's some of the hardest to listen to dialogue there's been. He comes out and he says, like, look, at least I wasn't playing a burglar or a bad guy or something like that. You can't blame me for wanting to play a math teacher for once.
That's true.
It was just very honest. It was very...
Yeah. Come on, man.
We can blame you for not doing the prep, though. We can blame
true.
You
yeah.
for not doing the prep and learning the words that you were saying and learning your lines better,
yeah.
Mr. Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's true.
But I thought it was funny, his transparency about it.
You know, I'd like to see him and Matt Damon play brothers in a movie. Because I think they actually have a resemblance between them.
Yes, they do. Yeah. They have an interesting mm-hmm. resemblance.
I was laughing in a way because my dad has mixed them up so often.
Yeah.
So often. That's funny.
Oh,
that's
that good. Is funny. Wow.
Brian McKnight is 54. Incredible singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. Great one. The great Ron Livingston is 56. Big fan of his. Superstar of two bona fide cult classics. Office Space, he plays Peter in that.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob in Swingers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
I forgot
about
that.
Both of those. He was also in Sex and the City and some other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Garland is 61. The dad on the Goldbergs. He's Larry David's manager, Jeff, on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Garland's one of those guys that I love when he gets aggravated. there are certain actors that when they get angry or aggravated, their funny
they're
goes up
funny.
Like a thousand.
They get on a roll.
You're right, because he's got it down. Him, like Bob
it's
Odenkirk,
his...
is another one who's really good at that, yeah.
Yeah, it's his facial expressions.
Yeah.
Yes. The great, the very talented Kenny G is 67 today.
Oh,
really?
He's still holding that note right now. Yeah. He's still holding that note out.
The G stands for Gorlick.
Mm-hmm.
So he just dropped the aura link.
Kenneth?
Yeah.
Kenneth Bruce Gorlick. No wonder he changed it to Kenny G.
Right?
I can't even say it.
One of the most biggest selling artists of all time.
Yep.
One of the guys who is a lover of jazz. While I'm not a lover of Kenny G's music, I'm a big lover of jazz, and he helped bring a lot of generations a whole generation into jazz,
mm-hmm.
really,
mm-hmm.
With that. And one of the most self-deprecating human beings I've ever heard.
It's true.
Like I listen to the Dan Le Batard show out of Miami and stuff, and he does a running gag on there where he'll just jump on and just give takes and then play his flute. and that's it just completely self-deprecating.
Oh,
very
awesome.
Very like a guy who gets it.
Yep.
Also still has a great head of hair.
That's
oh yes, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, Kenny G is 67. His hair is like 45. It's like, yeah, it's great hair.
Well, you know, when you sell as many records as his, you can be a little self-deprecating. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would hope so. That,
yeah,
you know, you get to a certain point in your life and career, you're making so much, your fame is up
like,
to
hey,
a
they can make fun of me. It doesn't matter.
Right?
I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah, you go ahead and make fun of my music.
Yeah.
I will just be counting my money and my record and my number one record and stuff like that. That's a fun list. That was
fun.
That was a good list.
Yeah.
One more time, everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries, thank you so much for getting them to us. We appreciate all of them. Big shout out to everybody out there, and a special shout out to our qualifiers celebrating their 24th anniversary, Elliot and Jesse Wirt.
All right.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy anniversary, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Get over to Misty's and get your pie.
Get on over there. Stick around for Melissa's news, and everybody, encourage you also to head on over to Misty's. Treat mm-hmm. yourself. Get there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. One of my favorite morning songs.
Summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
one of the weirdest video music videos you will ever see in your life.
Yeah.
If you are looking for weirdness this morning, first of all, you're at the right place.
We welcome you.
Welcome our people, our fellow weird. But you want a weird music video to watch? Mungo Jerry's in the summertime. It is one of the weirdest things you will ever watch. I don't know what the director was doing. I don't know what it's about, but it is weird. It is interesting.
When your band name is Mungo Jerry, I think you've got
free reign to do whatever you want.
pretty much. It's a great band name.
That is a good band name. It's one of the best.
When I get into this one here, and I thought this was kind of an interesting topic. So Amazon could eventually include cheap cell service.
Because they need to have everything.
Right.
Can anybody say Monopoly?
Prime Video, Prime Reading, Prime Music, Prime Gaming, all a part of your Amazon Prime thing. Now Prime cell phone service. Word has it that Amazon Prime could eventually include cheap or free cell phone service. That's free after you shell out for the, of course, to join Amazon
Everything
Prime.
Else.
Of course, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg claims Amazon has been talking with T-Mobile and AT&T about working together on a new offering, which could cost Amazon subscribers $10 or less a month. That would probably be a basic, no-frills plan, but it could include everything like 5G and that kind of stuff. Official T-Mobile and AT&T are denying the rumor. There's no comment from Amazon.
No comment means
we're
working on that.
We're trying to take them over, no big deal.
This is a little Melissa hit on the head the word that I they popped in my head, my mind right away, Monopoly. I think that's easily one of the biggest things that I'm worried about with this.
If Amazon says anything, I mean, it always makes me, take a step back. Anytime they say, we're going to be getting into this. No.
But I got to say, though, what is the lesser of two evils here? Because it isn't as, do you trust cell phone companies? Like, is there any cell phone company you trust more than Amazon or less than Amazon?
You're right. That is a,
I feel all of a sudden like I'm voting. I'm just choosing the lesser of two evils
lesser
here and
of
everything.
Two evils,
like,
man.
I don't know necessarily, if it's any worse or better, I really was a big fan of the Ryan Reynolds T-Mobile or Mint Mobile
Mint
idea.
Mobile, yeah.
And then they sold that to T-Mobile or something like that and everything. So not even that is there anymore.
Well, and they have all these different companies that pop up. I had Ting for a little while.
I remember
and
Ting.
It was cheap, but they used, they used Sprint networks.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so I didn't have the greatest reception.
Right.
And when I switched, I decided to go with Verizon. But here's the thing that you need to do if you can, buy your cell phone outright. Don't get into one of the plans. Yeah. Buy your cell phone outright, because if you own it, then your plans are cheaper.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's right.
If you want the latest and greatest iPhone or whatever, I don't know anybody that cannot buy one outright personally.
Yeah. Those are insanely expensive. You're right.
I do agree with you though, Melissa. I do. Mm-hmm. If you can, it's the only way to get around these things.
There are ways around it, but you got to have the capital to make that possible.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Most of us don't, living paycheck to paycheck. So they are able to lock you into these ridiculous contracts that, it's like joining a gym.
Yes.
You never get out of them.
Yeah.
You can't cancel them. You can't give it back. And it doesn't work. I still have a fat butt.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Melissa.
I like big butts and I cannot laugh.
That's right. That is basically one of my anthems. So, yes.
Melissa, you got to take the three things that we learned earlier and get rich. Come on. That's all you got to do.
That's right.
We have the secrets now.
Couldn't have made it more simple for us. We should all be rich by now. How many rich people? 424-2600. How many of you are rich already?
Already. 20 minutes.
Do keep that number in mind, everybody, though, because we do have a monthly poll question about favorite dairy products.
Oh, that's right.
Favorite dairy products. Ice cream has two votes. Chocolate milk has a vote. Butter has a vote. So 424-2600. Let us know what your favorite dairy products are, of course, in this month of June, which is, of course, June Dairy Month.
June Dairy Month.
Do I get to add a vote? I haven't voted yet on
this. Yeah, I want to too.
Oh, you haven't either. Okay, cheese for me. Totally cheese.
Cheese is good. Yep. Cheese has got a vote now. All right, Melissa.
Okay, but I need a specific cheese. I need aged white cheddar.
Aged white cheddar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Preferably more than 12 months.
Okay. Ooh. Very specific there.
Very specific. Yeah. And the reason for that is it has less lactose in it.
Oh, there you go.
I wrote down aged white Chad.
You know, I always need a little white Chad in my life.
I want to apologize to Chad out there. I'm so sorry, Chad. I'm so sorry.
Didn't mean to make fun of you.
Yeah, 424-2600. That is the phone number, everybody.
Oh, boy.
For now, we will take a break, get out of the way. We'll come back. We got a fun one to come back to. Our top minor mishaps is what we'll get into when we come back. Minor mishaps. We'll come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Gonna dive into some more fun and take you right to the top of the hour.
Sounds like we're blasting off.
It does sound like we're gonna take off any second now. And
we're gonna take off in 10, 9.
It's the band that I'm obsessed with right now called The Midnight.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all about the 80s synth sound. I love them. And I can't get enough of them.
I've heard them. I haven't heard a lot, but I got to check them out.
Yes.
I got to check them out. Sounds good. We're going to get into some minor mishaps now. When when you do something embarrassing, who's the first person you tell? A new poll on minor mishaps found our significant other is the most likely to hear about it first. Then it's family members or friends, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The average person has 84 minor mishaps a year, according to the survey.
84?
That's it?
That is one every 4 or 5 days. Yeah, they did not survey me. They definitely did not survey me.
The average is out, you know.
87% of people say that they are usually unavoidable.
Hmm.
People were asked to rank the top ones they've experienced, and we're going to get into those. So, get right into these. But I want to know from you out there what you consider a minor mishap and some of the minor mishaps you have experienced. So, 424-2600.
Nice.
So, let's start right at the top here. Here are a few more most common everyday mishaps. Texting the wrong person got the most votes.
That's always embarrassing.
Yes. I've done this before, and I've actually kept it up, like where we talked a little bit longer. Like, you know, we were texting just to get back and forth a little bit more.
Occasionally, it's someone you haven't spoken to in a long time, and it kind of reignites things, you know?
It can be a good thing.
Yeah.
I would rather text a stranger wrong than text somebody I know wrong. a stranger, it's like, okay, this is embarrassing, but I'm never going to probably see this person.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea who this is or anything like that. If I text my sister when I mean to text my brother, I would never hear the end of it. I haven't done this, but I would rather, I'm just thinking in my head, I would rather do that than the other. Although nowadays, it's pretty hard to mess that up. Like
it is. You really got to not be paying attention.
Yeah, you got to have a new phone number or maybe you're getting a new number or something from somebody or something like that.
The one that always gets me is if there's like several people on the text and you think you're texting just one person back and a whole bunch of other people get the could be embarrassing, you know, we're out of toilet paper, you know.
Yes.
You pick up some toilet paper.
Yes.
Your Uncle Bob. Seth. Sure. I can. I mean, it's only 4 hours to your house, but I can bring you TP.
I'll bring you some toilet paper.
we have text chains and stuff like that for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And this usually happens when a new teacher joins, and they will usually say something about another teacher. And this has happened like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, no.
And we try to warn
them. How did they not know that it's a thread?
Yeah, I don't know. We try to warn them. We tell them, you know, hey, you might want to be careful about what you share and all that.
I was
going
to say, be nice on texting, too.
Just be nice.
Bad things.
Yeah. Like, I personally, it's very rare that you will ever see me text or type anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
Like nowadays, I do not like a paper trail. I see most. I'm not saying I don't talk like that. It's mostly in talk.
Yeah.
I don't. I do not. I do not.
You're
have
not
a paper
recording
trail.
This.
No. But Thankfully, I don't work a job where they record everything I say and all that. And I can have it played back. No. And, oh, wait a minute. Oh, saying hi to someone you thought you knew, but it's a total stranger.
Yeah.
It's, you know, can be slightly embarrassing, but also it's a nice gesture of, hi, how you doing?
You know, everybody in life has experienced this, so I don't feel as bad, but I felt bad about this when I was younger because I didn't realize how many other people have gone through this.
Yeah, it's one of those. So my sister lives in the middle of Lake Mills, the town where she lives in, and they have a little lawn where they sit out, you know, and they've got an alleyway right in front of there. Every time people drive by, it doesn't matter who they are, they wave. You know, we're like, who's that, Leah? I have no idea.
Yes.
People like to wave to us when we're sitting
just
out here. That's
being
all
neighborly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not so bad.
That just happened to me recently, and a girl said hello to me like she knew who I was, and I didn't recognize her. And but she was just being friendly.
Nice.
I can't even remember. Oh, it happened when I was up at Lake Chetek. The weekend thing over the Memorial weekend, and then we just had a little chat, and she asked where I was from, I asked where she was from, and it was all good.
So you can make new friends that way, too.
Yeah.
To know people.
You just never know. You never know. Getting on the wrong train or bus. Yeah.
Not a problem here.
Not really, no. Definitely have run into that one myself.
I'm sure.
Plenty, yeah, bigger
living
cities.
Living in Chicago, yeah.
Plenty of cities. Now, that is one of those ones where you do not tell anybody. That you do not hear the end of that one if you share that one with people. No, you keep that to yourself. You meant to do that. I wanted to be 5 minutes late for work. I meant to be. That's an embarrassing. At least in, I will say in Chicago, it's embarrassing because most everybody growing up out there or living out there, you know the L train, you know the brown, the blue line, all these different things. So, laundry mistakes like shrinking stuff or turning it into a different color.
Oh, well.
There's a way around this. Just buy cheap clothing that doesn't, you know, or expensive. Yeah. I don't know. There's a method around it, though.
Yeah.
I don't feel, okay, you know, I don't feel so bad about that one. I don't think I'd be too embarrassed. If you live in a family, you know, in a family thing, okay, you've got, especially if there's people that, you know, wear different, you know, like male, the way they make male and female clothing, almost all guy stuff is like, yeah, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, you're done. Okay, women's clothes? No, they don't do that.
Right.
You have to line dry this. You have to hang this. You have to reshape and lie flat. When you get married, you learn these things very quickly.
There are sweaters that you have to talk to as you hang them. Yes.
Check the labels, everyone.
I would
check
say
brush them the right way.
In some households, is it clean? Like, oh, that's good. Like quit complaining.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Just lucky to get the laundry done.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is? You know how many of those there are?
Yeah, come on, man.
Your phone going off in a place where it should have been on silent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is one that I've been guilty of. And it usually happens in the theater.
Oh, no. Melissa.
I know.
Shocking.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I know. You've been on stage when it's happened.
I know.
You know what it's like.
And the worst part is it's usually set to a very wrong kind of ringtone, like a rooster crowing.
Yeah.
And my phone's on silent, but, you know, alerts still come through and you have an alarm set that always goes off.
I was watching a friend's play in California and a ringtone went off. Who let the dogs out during a very dramatic scene?
Oh no!
And the person only made it worse by like trying to apologize to the actors on stage.
Oh no!
Hey guys, I'm so sorry. I really am, like reaching out and like talking directly to the actors
making
a huge scene. I'm like
that makes it better.
I'm sitting like two lines of seats back, watching all of this unfold. And you would think I was on stage. Like, I was just shrinking in my seat. I've never seen anything like it.
No.
To this day, I haven't. It was over 10 years ago, and I still haven't seen anything like that.
Just turn it off as quick as you can.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Certainly do not apologize to the actors.
No, I will don't never, make more noise.
I don't know if this person had never been to a play before. I don't know what it was, but yeah.
Wow.
Trying to unlock your car and then realizing it's not your car. Yes.
That's where you get
that's a more modern day problem because all the cars look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as you look around furtively, did anyone see me? They think I'm breaking into their car, you know.
My ex, she had one of those, like Melissa's talking about, one of those just standard, you know, two doors that everybody's
looks like
got.
Everything,
like, looks everything. Walking out of a Target once in DeKalb, and I'm walking up there, and it's one of those days where, like, just snow, crazy snow. It's snowing out, all this. You can barely see in front of you. I'm trying to go up. I'm trying to get into the car because we both booked to the car. And I'm trying, and I hear, James! James! And I look over, and she's, like, the next lines of cars over. And as I look, as I go to look at her, I see this very, very freaked out, frightened lady in the driver's seat of the car I'm trying to get into.
Oh, no.
I felt horrible. I like trying to apologize to this lady, and I look like me. So it's not as if, you know, I have the most calming presence or anything like that. That I still, to this, that was, again, over 10 years ago, and I still feel guilty for
no,
it.
No, Milton, you'll have no idea what happened to me today.
Yes, yeah, that lady had a story.
Yeah.
She had a story. Aww. Forgetting to cancel a subscription you never use so it renews again.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not embarrassed by it, but I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes the subscription service is really good about it, nice. Mm-hmm. This actually happened after my mom died, and I didn't call in time to cancel her. I want to say it was her Amazon subscription.
Oh, wow.
For Prime.
Oh, yeah.
And I called them, and they were very gracious and canceled it and gave back the money. It was, I was very, very grateful that they did that. Mm.
Being a no-show for something because you forgot you made plans.
Oops.
I think that's happened to everybody at least once. Yeah.
Accidentally blasting music because your headphones weren't paired. This one happens a lot with Bluetooth and that kind
of thing. Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, you're not quite right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about getting in the, like if you borrowed somebody's car and you left the radio on a full blast or something?
Oh, whoops.
Like, you know, that
that's
feel,
a good
that
one.
Feel very
oopsie.
Bad. And following your GPS, then realizing you punched in the wrong direction.
That's the worst.
Oh,
that is a tough one.
That's going the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to double check it because I'm like, where are you sending me? I thought I was going. Oh, I did it wrong.
So I will admit one to the audience that I just did less than 24 hours ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh.
I ordered pizza from my parents like pizza on Sunday. That's what they do. They like pizza and they don't like to have to think about dinner and stuff. And I usually have a class, so I get, okay, mom and dad are set. They ate good. I can jump into class. This is how it goes. I ordered Domino's. I'll just let everybody know. I ordered pizza, Domino's. And we're waiting and it doesn't show up. And then a great friend of mine calls out and says, hey, did you guys order pizza? Yeah. Why? Because it's here.
At the wrong house.
I put in the wrong address.
Oh, no.
I put in the wrong address. The pizza went to the wrong place. I had to go and pick it up and bring it back right away and everything. And yeah, that was a little embarrassing.
There was one thing that was not on the list that I always think is kind of weird is when you're walking, you know, two people walking towards each other start going the same direction.
Yes.
They're like trying to get around each other, but you keep doing that dance.
The hallway dance.
That feels so awkward. That is such one of the most awkward feelings in the planet.
That is right up there, and we've talked about this one before. You longtime friend, you hang out, you have a good time together and everything. You say goodbye. Oh, I'll see you in a couple years, man. Yeah, let's not let it be this long, so long next time, all right? We can't go wait 5 years again. Let's get together again real soon. All right, I'll see you later. See you later. All right, wait a minute. We're going the same direction. We're going the same. Oh no! Did we park next to each other? Oh dear God! We got to. Oh no! We got to say goodbye.
Awkward.
We got to say goodbye again.
Yeah.
Oh, we just did the whole big heartfelt goodbye. I think I got tears in my eyes. Oh God! What am I? Weird.
Yeah. Something I do constantly. Leave the house, forget something, and have to come back after you've said goodbye to everybody. Yes. And then you make a lame joke when you come in. Ha, ha, didn't take me long, did it? Ha, ha, you know.
Miss me?
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It's worse if you have to do it twice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good one.
424-2600. What about minor mishaps for you all out there? Let us know. 424-2600. I was going to let everybody know just a quick programming note. We got Playmakers from 3 to 4 today, live and direct. Randy Paul going to be joining us. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Joey, your new Rafters announcer, is going to be with us as well.
Oh, excellent.
We're going to talk with Joey a little bit, talk about the Rafters season thus far. I want to know how it's going for him as well in the announcer booth. We'll touch on a little bit of that. We'll, of course, have some local sports we'll get to. And really, it's your show, everybody. You call up with your sports thoughts and feelings, 424-2600, and you direct the show yourselves. We'll see what you want to talk to. Big sports weekend, a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting stuff. And Northwoods League-wise, a lot of interesting stuff going on in the Northwoods League baseball-wise. So I'm curious.
Interesting.
There's no getting around it. It's been a rough start to the season for our Rafters. I want to know how people are feeling about it out there, if you're nervous, if you're stressed. If you're feeling good about it, it's just the beginning. It's a two-half season. You know, we have two opportunities to make the playoffs here.
Yep, it's true.
You're just trying to make other people feel good. You know,
there's that too. You know, what's the last year? All the Rafters did was beat up on everybody. This year, trying to be a little more. You know, let's let them win a little.
Give them a slow start.
Couldn't be more obvious. And Melissa knows nothing of sports.
It was very well done. It was very well done.
Seth. You know, it's a good thing we're not in the studio together, because if we were...
We got to go to the top of the hour here. I'm just going to let Melissa and Seth go ahead and work this out between them as we go to commercial break, everybody.
I'm calling you.
I won't answer.
You better.
Keep on listening on 103. Right here at WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.